and love others for who they are, where they, no matter what, no matter if they're gay, no matter if they're drugs.
My, you know, this God? What kind of God are you? I was totally, I dropped off, man. I was like flopping around in a canyon of dead tablet there. I just came back. I just came back. I hope you enjoyed your explanation for yourself. Because ultimately, you're going to have to live with it.
Nice.
You know, one of the favorite times I ever had in my life, I was in New Mexico. And I was talking with some guys, about six guys, and we're standing around this square wagon. It's a little wagon. And I realized, oh, my God, I'm the only white person around this wagon. And I just started arranging everybody. And I said, just, you know, and they allowed me. And they're like, what's he doing? He's putting us in. What's he doing? And I put them all in a big circle around the wagon. And they all looked at me, and I savored the moment. I said, I just wanted to thank all of you for helping me to circle the wagon. Those Native Americans, they got it. And they allowed me the joy of experiencing the moment that would never come because I'm that dorky. You know, God, my God is pretty dorky. He's pretty dorky. You know, I did meet God once. If you want to hear the story real quick, I've had six dreams that were so real it was indistinguishable from real. And one of them was a 2-hour dream in where I was in this like living room, like designed by Frank Lloyd Wright. It was maybe 16 people, and some people had just left. They were different skin colors, cultures, genders, wearing different clothes. But I just felt certain that, oh, this is my time in the den with God. Where's God? Of course, my God was the one that was joking with everybody and laughing and loving music and like the life of the party, right? And he turned and saw me and came and gave me a hug. And you know what he looked like to me? Zeus from the Disney cartoon Hercules. Don't ask me why.
Okay.
It was comfortable for me. And I realized everybody was experiencing this through their own perception, right? That this was how I was seeing things. And he was playing games, and one of the favorite things is people thought they could do it better. So he'd be like, all right, you're God, you're all powerful, boom. Or not all powerful, but you can do whatever you want. The fact is that we can always do whatever we want. He wants partners, not slaves. Or it wants, we are co-creators, so to speak. Anyway, it came my turn, and he looked at me. He said, I know. I think I know what your question is. And I said, how could you ever possibly know what it's like to be me? God, all powerful, all knowing. That's cheating. Why would I follow somebody who has no understanding of what it's like to be me? Because perfect, all powerful, you know it all. He put his hands on my shoulder and said, all right. And I spent like an eternity, like sweeping, cleaning toilets. I was different people, but I was doing menial tasks. I was doing, and it hit me. God is the sum of all experience, which means we are co-creators of God together, good for good or ill. Heaven or hell, my ex-wife said, I think this is hell. That kind of put me on this path. I was like, oh my goodness, maybe it is. Maybe it is. Does it matter? If what's outside of death and birth? No. But for now, this is where we're at. And this is the game of life. We love games, right? I know God loves games. God enjoys the hell out of games. So how can I be the best me in each moment? By not prejudging it, by not setting expectations, by not taking the box somebody handed me and said, succeed with this. Well, okay. I'm doing a job, say 80 hours a week, 5 days of vacation. Who does that serve? Because everybody else is doing it? 7 billion people on the earth, and we let 250 people tell us all what to do? That's nuts. Why do they get all the yachts? Are we their cattle? Yeah, we are. And how loving is that? To see and know the truth and not say something. that's what I'd leave you with. I got to get Happy Veterans Day. It was great meeting you, Jack Frost. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm not saying you're right. I'm saying go look in the mirror and ask yourself, what is love? And where is God? Where's the devil?
Man, it's been a pleasure talking to you, my friend. I've really enjoyed it. You know, if we all just talk to people who have the same mindset as us, then what's the point? You know, this is what life is about, man. You mix it up with other people, other cultures, whatever.
Yeah, we're all going and to the same place, man.
Get along, you know. We're all human beings, and you know, we can love each other and not agree. And when that takes place, then there's no war between us. It's whenever I'm like, oh, you don't agree with me, well, I'm gonna wage war against you. No, that's not the way. And that's not the way you believe either.
Yeah.
Which is good. That's why we've had such a good awesome conversation.
It's the rich man up there who doesn't even have to fight who's telling me so.
Yeah, but you know what? He's the most unhappy one of the bunch. Those 250 people you're talking about, they are not happy. Look at what their lives look like in the news, man.
Are you kidding me?
They are miserable. They are miserable.
They look pretty damn
yes.
happy.
Oh, they look happy from the outside. But how many of them are killing themselves? How many of them are, you know, have such a fake existence? I mean, you can probably look at a person and know the difference between a genuine human being who is a servant leader versus somebody who thinks they're up on a pedestal. That person is fooling themselves.
You know,
a real leader will clean the toilet. A real leader will help his brother out of the mud and get muddy himself.
Exactly. What's right and wrong? What's wrong is anyone who gets to tell somebody else how to do it, and not just tell them, but force them. Likes and followers. Oh my goodness. Look, you, Trump, you got a beef with so-and-so? Let's put you in the ring. Go figure it out. You're an adult. Why do I have to do it for you? Are you kidding me? Why did we set this structure up? It seems pretty self-destructive. Defeatist even.
Yeah.
It's not very loving. It's a terrible idea. It's a terrible structure. Why am I voting? It doesn't mean anything.
Highly flawed. Highly flawed.
Highly flawed. It's only existing and continuing because we're not woke. You know, when people freaked, when Occupy started having trouble, when they started like beating student protesters and who were just standing there in Colorado and other places, and we didn't rise up, it's because I saw in Europe they were having a protest and somebody held up a sign said that people were waking up. And when I saw that, I went, oh man, maybe we are. And if we were woken up, would we stand for what we take? No. They keep us bred in circus. Research. This is my ask of you. Go check out what bred in circus is, what the ancient Romans and Greeks said bred in circus was, and then look around at all the distractions and blinky and shiny things and ask yourself, what's always been? It's always been the wealthy. Tribes. Red, blue, Democrat, Republican. If I don't like football and I'm not a player in football, I don't watch football, what's the rules of football matter to me? Right? So this game of politics, this game of this person's right and that person's wrong, why am I forced into having to choose a team? Why can't I just live my life? Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. These are inalienable rights. So to enumerate them and have a Bill of Rights, how does that not, in writing them down, mean that they are not inalienable? You negate what we just said. If it's inalienable, as long as I'm not hurting anybody's, endangering their life, hurting their liberty, or their pursuit of happiness, then I should be allowed to do what I do. If I want to be stupid and not wear a seatbelt, that's pretty dumb. Agreed. I should pay a fine for it? Are you kidding me? Come on now. Can't legislate.
I'm with you, man.
And
I think we have an equal view of politics because I separate you know, I don't want to enforce my religious beliefs or any of my beliefs for that matter on somebody else. That's not the way society is going to function. And
common sense.
Libertarianism, I guess, would be the closest thing to what you're explaining. And, you know, yeah, man, like, I'm all for it. I would never vote to say that people cannot be this or that. If it's something that they're doing in their own place, it's not hurting nobody. Now, if they're hurting a child, if they're abusing, if they think they can abuse their kids and beat them up because they're right, no, that's when we step in. But
we're abusing now.
You know,
we're allowing it to happen. Beyond that.
Huh?
We're allowing it to happen. I was shocked. My whole evangelical believe in God family. I thought prosperity doctrine was like a side weird little thing. I didn't think that people thought that, oh, well, money means that God put them in power and therefore I have to submit to the government that is because God created them. That's circular logic right there. How can you vote for somebody who's horrible? I'd rather just not vote than to sell myself down a river like that. Clinton, Trump, both of them, two sides of the same coin. One smiles and does what they're doing, and the other one's not smart enough, died it. But if he hadn't been elected, we wouldn't see it. We wouldn't have to look in the mirror and go, oh God, really? We did this? We allowed this? We voted it in? How is it that there is a reality TV star in the presidency and we're not thinking it's not a show? If I had a chance to take the country over, I wouldn't want to be the president. I would just say, hey, you look like you want attention. Go up there. Come ask me what to say, and I'll tell you what to say. I'll do it. I wouldn't want to have the target on my back.
I'm not so sure that's not what's going on.
You're not so sure? That's because you already know that's what's going on. We all do. It's always been poor.
Yeah.
Muddy.
Yeah, there is a guy like you behind the scenes, only I think he's a little more cynical and evil. But
not evil. He believes in what he does. How many people are really like children? That's evil.
There's definitely somebody pulling the strings, man. No doubt.
Yeah, and we're letting it. Listen, it's been great.
Let me ask you that. Have you got about 5 to 10 minutes? Maybe 5 minutes.
Since time is an illusion, sure.
Okay. No philosophy here, okay? We're getting down to pragmatics.
Oh, it's all physics for me, man. I like physics. Physics is science.
Okay. All right. I have told my wife that, you know, this is enough abuse. You know, there was a drug dealer calling my 10-year-old's phone. You've been in and out of this place with cocaine more than once. You're now a danger to my family, regardless of how much we love you. And I need to, you know, we're going to have to divorce. I just don't know how to go about this.
You said you believe in partnering for life?
I did.
This is your partner.
This has been the most difficult thing I've ever had to do. I mean, honestly, I have to protect these girls.
Intervention.
We've done it, man. Like, we've done the rehab. We've done the intervention so many times. Like, there is eventually a boundary.
You either accept or don't. There is no gray area. You know, it said, I can speak using Christian terms because I know the Bible pretty well. Hate's lukewarm. Why is it hate lukewarm? Because if death is zero, and that's true, and existence is one, and that's one, there is either zero or one. It's either or. You accept or don't. Everything else is just playing games. Are you a partner?
What I have to cut it off because she's threatening the existence of my children.
Threatening the how? Exactly. And what could you do? I mean, just let's put down all the boxes and all. What could you do that would be loving, that would cure?
Well,
give
here's what I could do. I could
wait.
I could put her in rehab, which I did. I could put her in rehab again, which I did, and take care of all the house while she's gone. After those two episodes of rehab didn't work, I could move to a different state and put her in a completely different surrounding in a smaller community, set everything up and give her every opportunity to exist, you know, in a functioning way. And when out of the blue, the cocaine shows up again and she go, because all a person has to do is go find a ghetto. And sure enough, there'll be a drug dealer somewhere around.
Yeah. It's boom. Always been there.
There it is again. And so one last chance, you know, and then the last chance happens and it becomes to where it's physically killing me, like, you know, shingles, you know, putting me into an early grave. It's also when you're dealing with people of this kind of nature who their existence is just to sell cocaine to, you know, idiots, then they're gonna end up robbing you and coming and getting your crap. It's only a matter of time. I've got plenty to come get compared to what they have. So yeah, they're gonna come in here and take one of these girls' lives because I'm gonna end up in a shootout with them. Or they're going to come in here and, you know, rob, steal, whatever, kill, destroy, all that good stuff. I don't want it to get to that spot. So it's right there. Like when I pick the phone up on my 10-year-old's phone and it's like, yeah, who dis? You motherfucking called me. Okay, no, I didn't call you, but my crackhead wife did. So thank you, but please don't call my kid's phone. I mean, it's getting a little too close for comfort. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know. It's love is like that. Love is like that. You know, you would be willing to lay your life down to save others. That's an honorable thing. But it's not love to go running towards death, to like jump up and I want to be a martyr. That's crazy too. That's definitely not love. So I would put it in a context of love personally. And what does that mean? I do know that people will believe any lie, either because they want to believe it's true or they're afraid it's true. It sounds to me like she's afraid something is true, that no matter what she does, the lie she believes about herself, it's gonna, because it's true, right? She's afraid it's true. She's giving it as much power as if she believed it was true, right?
Yeah.
So, any lie, any self-deception. So it doesn't matter how good you are, what kind of saint you are, what you do. I had to spend it when I was 17. I had to do a suicide watch for my stepdad. It's a horrible experience. You know what? What if you sat your girl down, and what if y'all, between y'all know her better than anybody, tried to figure out exactly what it is that she believes that she cannot stop. She's damned. She deserves this. That's for sure. She believes that. No matter what she hopes for, she believes otherwise. If you know what she believes about herself, then all you need to do is give her an opportunity to truly believe something else. What was it that led to that belief? Ask yourself that. What was it that convinced her she deserved death? And she would let everybody down in the most horrible way possible. Fuck it, she's damn, you know, right.
If it were just me and her, I would be more than willing to just continue on until I could no longer physically do it.
But you're not.
There's no fear here in my heart. But I'm telling you, there has been so many times of doing what you just said. And going to counselors and paying all the money and do every angle you can imagine to try to help this woman.
Doesn't that help her? Doesn't that feed into the lie she believes about herself? Have you and your daughters, I mean, and you know, like, I mean, just put it all out on the table, figured out what it was really that's there. Because, you know, my partner, there was a moment not too long ago, I believed that deep down, when you really got to know me, you wouldn't want to know me anymore because I didn't deserve life. That's harsh. And despite being that, Sean, the raw me, and she's still here. That's powerful. But I was willing to be the raw me. I tried to practically push her out the door, save herself. Find out what it is she believes and why she believes it. My mom told me when I was 6, she should have killed me in her womb. Is that loving? Doesn't matter. I believed it, that lie, and tried to manifest it throughout my whole life, deep down. I believed once you got to know me, you wouldn't want to know me. How do you neutralize that? Me, it was just being accepted in all my craziness.
But man, what I'm saying is we all fight those demons, but did you take your kids on a run to the heart of the ghetto to pick up drugs to deal with it? Or did you internalize it and fight your own battles, but not really put the world at harm?
Is there a great, I just self-destructed slowly on my own, which is harming them and the world. If I self-destruct and die from it, my kids are going to suffer, right?
Yes.
She believes y'all are better off without her. She is on a suicide mission.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
She wants to make herself happy using that chemical. She has tasted the fruit, and it's that good to her mind. And in her weakness, there's no getting away from it.
I don't know if it's
my strength. My strength has not been enough. You know, we've the 12 steps, the Christian 12 steps, the secular 12 steps, the Alcoholics Anonymous, the partnering with another individual that's been through this, the sponsor, the pastor, the counselor, all of that is still led back to the spot.
Yeah.
That's all leading back to she disappears and there goes $500 out of our account. And, you know, I may be okay on money, but I'm not that okay. You know, three mouths to feed.
When somebody can't feel good, they will do anything to get rid of the pain. To stay away from the pain, not to look in the mirror, especially when they think they're horrible. I mean, yeah, it's insidious. The only thing, thank God, that I was smart enough to see myself when I drank for 20 years is that the moment I said I'm an alcoholic, I would be. You know, you have to make your choices. You have to make your choices. But you see where she's going. Leave a bread crumb trail. What can you do? I never got divorced. They divorced me and left. I wasn't very loving to either of us, really. But we were unequally yoked. There's truth in many things. It just because that's true, that doesn't mean that there's a guy in big beards on a chair going, "You can't sit in my chair or touch my remote." I wish you the best in that. I wish I had the answer. I don't. All I have is questions, and that's all life is a question. The only answer we got is we're dying. She just may, hopefully she doesn't die before her time. It's her choice.
I'm afraid she's going to. She already killed the neighbor, so.
Ooh, wow. Good luck.
Yeah. Two doors down, man. Two doors down. They found her with the evidence in her hand. Grasped so tightly they could barely pry it out.
Yeah.
Getting a little close around here.
Yeah. I'm surprised I'm alive to this day. I watched my dad put a gun next to my mom's head and cocked the thing. You know, you just have to keep going. I mean, what's the alternative? Death.
I know. Good luck. I know better than her. I'm no better than her, and I'm not going to not love her, regardless if I, you know, separate this family so that I can keep these girls going. I'm not going to allow hate to fill my heart because this person is sick. And I so see what you're saying because I feel the same way.
Wait.
But at some point,
there's an epiphany upon our board. It says, Titty Committee, how you guys wipe your arse back to front or front to back? I don't know. Are you left or right-handed, Titty Committee? I guess we're going to do that. That's it. We're done. Good luck. My thoughts with you. My thoughts and prayers. Well, that good it's going to do you. But sometimes just having an ear and somebody to talk to is helpful.
Really, truly, it is. It's 100% helpful. Yeah, man. I got a lot out of it. I hope you got something out of it. I hope you have a good day. Thanks again for serving this country and all of us.
Hey, man. Know, I don't know how to take that, man. It's weird. People only start saying that in 2012. I used to have to hide I was in the Marines. But thanks for acknowledging, you know, I didn't know until I joined that there is no Bill of Rights for service members. You are owned government property. But everybody should serve. everybody should sacrifice what they understand for a couple of years at least. Take care and safe travels and go in peace.
God bless, brother. Bye-bye.
Later. That was interesting. I was just saying Happy Veterans Day, and that turned into...